Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM Studios. This is the Greg Evan Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Welcome to the show. This is Gregeth and Hooks on a Monday morning, a real tough Monday morning for a lot of people in this country around not only sports, but, a lot of fans, a lot of people who are ambassadors of the game, former players. You're locked into Gregeth and Hooks. It's a somber morning around here. We got Bill Hooks, Willie J. I'm Nick Gregeth. And, starting these shows is always really hard. I've been on the air for 10 years. You know, we've had Sandusky. We've had, the marathon bombing. We were live on the air right as that was going in and different things. And yesterday, the sports world lost one of its ambassadors, one of its greatest players, but somebody who has, gone above and beyond to further other sports, a man who has done a great job in furthering women's athletics, WNBA specifically, also soccer, different sports, a man who retired, one of the greatest players in the NBA, a man who had his own faults earlier in life and has, found a way to not only overcome them, but be a role model for four daughters, a man that was married to a woman that he met when he was 17 or she was 17. Mm-hmm. And a man that's met a lot to people for a very long time. I was a freshman in high school when he was drafted. I'm 38 now. So yesterday, news breaking that Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven other souls were lost to us in a horrific and tragic helicopter accident. And with a heavy heart, Hooksy, We're going to dive into this thing today. There'll be a lot of discussion, a lot of talking points about the mechanics around this and different things like that as the show goes on. We'll take a lot of your calls at 402-466-3776. But with a heavy heart, we'll bring in Jameson Welsh, who covers the NBA. He is our guy, has been our guy, who jumps on the show and talks NBA with us. He also is a man who lives in Vegas, spent a lot of time in L.A., covers it out there, has interviewed countless players and ran into all of these guys. Jameson, how are you, man?
Doing all right, man. It's unfortunate what happened yesterday. I'm from Los Angeles. I'm from Southern California, so this one hurts more than most. Kobe Bryant was the guy that I didn't see Magic Johnson play. Like, for most people who were from Southern California, they saw Magic. They saw, they're older. That was their era. Showtime was their era. Like, when Kobe got drafted, I was in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. So I got to see his first game. I got to see his last game. So it's very, very, very hard to deal with, especially how it happened. If it was a health thing, you can somewhat deal with that. But a helicopter, accident is very, very wild to me. It doesn't add up to me. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered, but it's very unfortunate that him and eight other people lost their lives yesterday in a helicopter crash. I think the last athlete died in a helicopter crash was, Clemente died in a plane crash. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what helicopter crash, but that's the only thing I can really think of when it comes to an incident like that. But it's really, really sad. A guy that is 41 years old loses his life with his daughter. That's a really, really, really tough thing to have to deal with. But the impact he's had on a lot of lives and, being from L.A. and being around Laker fans for my whole life, it's this one is tough.
Yeah, James.
This one's tough.
Yeah, James, when you look back now, you know, this is Kobe Bryant, man. This is a guy that we thought was invincible by a lot of people out there. But when you look at Kobe, we know the career accomplishments. But more than that, talk about what his worldwide legacy is. I mean, we're seeing, you know, he learned to play the game of basketball out in Italy. He's from Philly, man, and he played so much out there. UConn women's basketball, WNBA, the player out at Oregon right now who he spent so much time with. Kyrie Irving couldn't play yesterday because that was his dude, man. Talk about what that legacy, more than the on-court accomplishments.
Well, so here's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, he's a lot of people's Jordan. Like, you got to realize there's a generation that grew up on Michael Jordan, but there's another generation that grew up on Kobe Bryant being the best player they've ever seen. There's a lot of people that, you know, he's the basketball god for them. So he's the guy you looked up to. Now, you can debate whether he was the best player, second best, or whatever it might be. But when it comes to basketball, he's a larger-than-life figure. And that's something that we haven't seen since Michael Jordan, and we may never see again. This way the game is played, the way it's covered, you know, it's a different era now than it was back then. But it's a very, very eerie thing because, like, most of these guys, even if they didn't like him, if you ever listen to the player interviews, the guys that have played during that era, like, you know, they feared Kobe the most. He was the guy people feared because he was able to do whatever he wanted, whatever he wanted. Court and the respect that they have for him is second to none. So, very, very odd situation that took place. But, you know, that's why a lot of guys are so shaken up yesterday because, like, he's their guy. Devin Booker was crying on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. When you look at Devin Booker's game, you can't help but notice some Kobe Bryant imprint in there.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson Chandler's from Southern California. You know, he went to Dominguez in Compton High School. He's from there. So, it's just a lot of people have connections to Kobe one way or another. And also, he was very, very good at his craft, too. It wasn't like he was just a great guy. Like, he was really good at what he did, and he was dominant at what he did. And this is a really tough situation, a really tough one, because the thing that makes it really difficult is he was just getting started on his outside career.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, getting really involved in women's basketball and, you know, getting, you know, his girl trained up really good, as well as offering other training to other, you know, girls and women for basketball. So it was a really, really tough blow yesterday.
You know, Jameson, Hooksy and I, we'll get into the show later and we'll kind of talk about, you know, in these moments, there's always the where were you, what were you doing, and did you believe it when you saw it is another one that I think permeates now in today's society with Twitter and everything. So I'll ask you, what were you doing and how long was it until you were able to confirm it and then realize that, my God, this is the truth? And all of us, and I'm one of them, that tweeted out, please let this be a hoax. It's not.
Well, it was weird because the helicopter crash just seems odd. Like, very few people will die that way. It's usually a car crash or, you know, something like that, or, you know, someone gets shot or health issue. So, like, very rarely do you die. So I thought, that's why I was like, nah, this can't be real. And then, you know, I was at Costco getting gas, and I got a text like, hey, like, somebody sent me, like, hey, you still have a Kobe? I was like, no. And then sent me a link. I was like, whoa. And I go on Twitter. And I was like, it just started. It was like, nah. Then, like, LAPD put out a tweet. And then, like, oh, okay. Like, this TMZ is hit or miss. You know, TMZ is right most of the time, but you just never know. Sometimes they've had their off moments. And then you're like, all right. And then, next you know, you see, you know, some other stuff. And I'm like, whoa, like, it's official. And then you start seeing ABC7, which is the affiliate back home, like, saying, yeah, this is official, like, he's passed. I was like, oh, wow, like, this is real life. And this is the guy that people saw as early or as late as Saturday when LeBron passed him in all-time points. And, you know, he tweeted out, his last tweet is basically congratulating LeBron for passing him up. So it's very, very, very wild that this happened. But man, it's a very tragic event. You know, Kobe's a guy that, you know, he may not be the best Laker of all time. You know, that's debatable. You know, a lot of people are going to debate you forever about that. You know, some people grew up in Jerry West's era or Magic's era, or some people favor Shaq for their reasons. But, Kobe is the most popular Laker by far. You know, the widespread of generations and people that, you know, loved him in Southern California is second to none. And that's something that when they do his funeral, whenever they do it, I don't think they can do it at Staples Center because it's going to be – Staples Center's not big enough. As crazy as that sounds, that's a 20,000-seat arena. They're probably going to have to go to the Coliseum where USC plays. That's about 90,000 people. That's how that's what it is right now. So very, very tough situation to deal with overall. I mean, he was the face of the Los Angeles Lakers, one of the most recognizable brands for the better part of 20 years. As great as Shaq was when he came via trade. Kobe was acquired at draft night. He spent all of his years at the Lakers. You know, the only other guy that did that were Magic and Jerry West. So it's just really tough. The recognition within the fan base, the people, just a common fan, like they, you saw, it's like Jeter with the Yankees. You saw the Yankees, saw Jeter, you already knew. Mm-hmm. Lakers, you know, you may not know who else was on the team, but you knew Kobe was playing, you knew he was on the team. And it was, you knew what you were getting. You know, you're going to get a good effort that night. May not shoot the ball that great, but you know you're going to get 25 to 30 points. Pretty good defense, and then he might do something special. And if he does something special, he might do it again. So, very, very difficult loss, man. A lot of Laker fans up there, a lot of grown men that I know don't cried yesterday. And that's something that for someone they've never met, it's tough. It's really tough.
Hey, Jameson, the average fan is going to know Kobe Bryant on the basketball court as a Laker. Talk about the reach he had in other sports. I watched a ton yesterday, like everybody glued to the TV. You see the reactions of Tiger Woods after his round. You see, I believe it's Neymar in soccer, throw up the 2-4 after I believe he scores. You see Rafael Nadal's reaction. Talk about that reach, because it wasn't just basketball that Kobe Bryant reached.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an athlete during that time frame, you couldn't help but recognize how good he was at what he did. You know, that's the thing. He was great at what he did for a long time. And the mentality that came with it, it wasn't like I'm great because I'm a superior athlete. Nah, like he put the time in to hone his craft and become as good as he can be. Like, yes, he had an advantage. He was 6'6 and athletic, but he wasn't a super athlete. He wasn't Michael Jordan or LeBron athletic. You know, those guys are, you know, special when it comes to the gifts God gave him. You know, LeBron is a freak of nature. MJ was a freak of nature. Kobe had some gifts, but not like those. But he worked, and he got as far as possible with those gifts. And he accomplished some things that I don't think people realize when you think about it. Even though the numbers, you know, everybody goes by numbers and whatnot. But for those who watch the game and follow the game, they remember the impact he had on the game. And that's always the key. That's why sometimes stats and numbers get lost, because they don't tell the full story. You lose a lot of context with that. So all these guys grew up watching basketball. Even though they play other sports, they grew up watching basketball, even if it's casual, especially in the playoffs. So you got, you know, Mike Trout. You got guys in football. I mean, Richard Sherman's from California. You know, he grew up watching Kobe and Lakers. So that all transfers. It all transfers. So you see a guy dominate the way he did. Again, a lot of these people didn't see Michael Jordan. Like, Michael Jordan last played in 2003, and at that time, he wasn't that good. He definitely wasn't the Jordan of the Bulls. So a lot of these people didn't see prime MJ. They definitely didn't see 98 MJ. So the closest thing they saw was Kobe. So that was the bar. That was the, okay, this guy is the most popular athlete in the country. This is what he's doing. This is how good he is. I got to do this, or I got to pay attention to that. Like, that's what that was. So, that's why you see so much love he's getting from other sports, because he was that guy for a very long time.
Talking to Jameson Welsh, covers the NBA for us and comes on the show. And we really appreciate your comments, Jameson, with you being obviously out on the West Coast and so close to a lot of the, you know, a lot of his teammates and a lot of people that you see, whether it be in LA or Vegas, where you're covering the NBA. Shams just tweeted out that, I don't know, as I'm reading this, it's just like, man, we're missing one of the most probably epic speeches ever. But mentioned that Kobe, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett all going into the Hall, obviously, this year. And they said Kobe will be honored the way he should be. I can't imagine Kevin Garnett's speech when he starts talking about Kobe at the Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah, he's probably going to cry.
Yeah.
him and Kobe were actually close, very close. KG has a house in Malibu. I'm not sure if he still has it. I know back when KG was getting traded from Minnesota, there was an offer by the Lakers. Like, KG wanted to be a Laker. That didn't happen. There was an offer that would have actually ended up being better than what Minnesota eventually got. I believe Bynum and Lamar Odom were offered to go to Minnesota at the time, and some picks or whatever it may have been. But with that being said, they were very close. They worked out in the offseason together. They're part of the same type of situation. They're a year apart. Both came from high school, and both worked very hard in their craft. Both trained very hard. So there's a mutual respect. And, you know, for them to go in the hall together, it was, man, that was – with me throwing Tim Duncan and Chris Bosh as well, man, that's an amazing class. Like, that's probably the best class we ever had, especially this being the first ballot, guys. Like, that's insane. So very, very unfortunate. And don't discount Tim Duncan either, because Kobe and Tim Duncan had some classic battles throughout the years. In the playoffs, along the line, big shots both ways, big moments both ways. So I wouldn't discount Tim Duncan. I know people, you know, he doesn't talk a whole lot sometimes. Sometimes he's kind of reserved. Wouldn't discount him, but KG is definitely going to, you know, some tears are definitely going to flow that night.
Hey, James, one more, man. Ironically enough, with the passing, obviously last night you got a chance. The Grammys were in L.A. last night, the Staples Center, the memorial's going out. But even higher than that, man, is Tuesday night, all eyes will be on TNT. I believe it's a 9 o'clock tip. Lakers, Clippers will play. Try to describe what that scene might be like and how those guys are going to muster enough Mamba mentality to try to play that basketball game.
The Lakers better win. They better find a way. Certain nights you can't lose. Certain games you cannot lose. Especially a home game in that arena, you got to find a way, man. I don't know. Who's going to do what? I know the Clippers are going to be ready. I know it's a very, very tough night for everybody there. But for the first home game to be, after he passes, be that game on that night with everything going on, I don't know what the Lakers are going to do. I know they've always been great when it comes to tributes and ceremonies and everything. So I know it's going to be done top flight. But there is zero excuse for Lakers to lose tomorrow. Like, none. You cannot on any point. Certain games you just can't lose.
Yeah,
you cannot.
Could you imagine the pep talk and what Kobe would say to those guys before the Clippers?
There's not even a pep talk needed. It's just like, hey, let's just get it done. Like, you just can't lose that game after everything.
Yeah,
like, people have to realize, like, a lot, like, LA fans get a bad rap because we come early, we leave late, and most of that's because of traffic, not because of whatever area or nothing. Most of it because traffic is really bad. And even if you leave early, there's still a good chance you're going to get caught up in it. But most Laker fans are extremely passionate. I mean, hell, we had a guy go on Christmas, travel 200 miles away to fight somebody or try to fight somebody a few years ago. You know, it's a very passionate fan base. And, I mean, you guys have a very passionate fan base there with Nebraska sports, especially Nebraska football. So you can get you get an understanding of it. When it comes to the Lakers, it's different because there's so many more people, and they've been a part of generations. I mean, like, you have Laker fans that have been there since the 60s. So you have the whole family is full of Laker fans. They grew up watching the Lakers and watching different teams and different players, and it's tradition. It's in your blood. So they can't lose tomorrow. Like, it's a game that, you know, whatever you got to do, sleep tonight, whatever you got to do, they cannot lose tomorrow.
All right, Jameson, we appreciate the time, man. I know you made special accommodations to jump on with us. We really appreciate the insight from you. Obviously, this will be something we'll talk about a lot the rest of the day here on the show. But thank you so much for jumping on, man. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, Jameson Welsh. Good stuff from him, man.
Wow.
It's like one of those deals where, like, you sit and you think about it and you try to – I always tell people, you know, if in this scenario, I think it's really easy because you can see a dad, you can see daughter, you can see athlete, you know, like you think around here when the day comes, and it comes for everybody, but when the day comes that, you know, T.O. finally goes up to shake hands with the man up there, you know, that's going to be a hard day for a lot of people in this town. Yep. And in L.A., where you have so many different cultures that on different levels don't see eye to eye with each other. in that city. One of the things they do see eye to eye on is the Lakers and specifically their love for Kobe Bryant. I mean, Kobe is one of those guys that, and part of it's because of the era that he came up in, but like him and Jordan, LeBron, these are guys that transcend not just their team, but the sport. They're yep. guys that worldwide are a, that you know, the Mamba logo, you know, or for example, people are putting out, you know, different versions of the NBA logo with Kobe on it. You can see the outline of him, and without anybody, any context whatsoever, the vast majority of people could tell that's Kobe.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So it's just, it's such a tough deal right now, and it's so relatable. And we'll talk about some of the stuff that went on. I want to talk about the way it was covered, I think, is something incredible to discuss. It was incredible, but also it was insane.
Not incredible, that's what I mean, like
well,
nuts.
Well, it was incredible because today we have access to so many things. Like I always told people during the Boston bombing that happened at the Boston Marathon.
Yep.
It was amazing because when I was going on air, I was like 4 minutes away from going on air, and I'm jumping through Twitter just to get through some stuff. And all of a sudden, there's all these photos of explosions going off and video and all this before anything hit TV. And it was because so many people had their phones out and different ways
they
to
were there.
You know, absorb
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Information. And this had was that, but in a different manner. So I want to talk about that. And yeah, we'll get to a bunch mm-hmm. of stuff here. I know you have a ton of thoughts. The way athletes reacted and how they found out, you're going to want to hear about a lot of these. It is it's heartbreaking, and it's also, at the same time, like, again, because of the society we live in and the voyeuristic nature of everything we have, everybody's being recorded at all times, and you know, people are recording themselves and doing all that. We get to or are able to see the reaction of people as they find out at the same time, too. So, all right, we'll take a break back after this.